What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get people into therapy, get into the therapist chair, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about stop taking on projects in people. Stop seeing projects that you can fix up and you can build up. And narcissistic people, the saying I like to use is every time you try to fix a broken person, you end up with a broken heart. Every time, relationship wise. So, I mean, sometimes you end up in friendships and things as well. But every time that you take on the task of trying to fix a broken person by letting somebody into your life that has a lot of emotional baggage or has experienced a lot of trauma that you try to fix. I'm not saying eliminate people that have trauma out of your life. I'm saying stop trying to take on projects in people that have a lot of trauma and stop trying to fix people. Like, I don't know about you, but me personally, I'm not a construction worker and I damn sure don't work on people. I don't have the tools to work on people. I have the tools to motivate people into, you know, trying to be the best versions of themselves. But I don't take on projects in people, and you shouldn't either. Because if you see, like, a lot, particularly this happens a lot in narcissistic relationships or toxic relationships, when one person is doing good in life and they're in a vulnerable state in life and they see a project person, somebody that's broken, and you start to see like a diamond in the rough. Like, I'm a real estate agent in North Carolina, so if you need to buy or sell a house, you know who you need to reach up to buy or sell a house in North Carolina. seriously. But so I and also do like some property investments as well. Like, I help people flip houses and things like that. I flip my own house. You know, and when you're looking for investment properties, like to flip a house, you are looking. So this is, if you don't understand this, y'all, this is an analogy. I'm taking it in a very good direction. You need to buckle up. Let's talk about it. Shout out, I Speak 1906. But literally, so that's how it goes right there. So you see a diamond in the rough, right? You see a house, a house project or whatever, or a narcissistic person. You see that person, that house, you want to fix it up. He's like, oh, this house, this narcissist has good bones right here. I love the bones in his head. Like, if I can just put a little work into it, like remodel the floor in the kitchen, remodel the brain, the job history, the abusive past, remodel all that stuff, I can get a lot of value out of this. I can flip it and get more. I can get more for my investment. I can get my money out of it. I can get my emotional investment out of it. But it doesn't work that way with people. Especially with narcissistic, toxic-ass people, it doesn't work that way. You will go into this. Narcissistic people are terrible, terrible, terrible emotional investments. You will not get a return on your emotional investment if you mess with a narcissist. That's just point-blank period. If you see a broken-down person that's living with their mom, that's living with their dad, on their best friend's couch, has no money, no job, no car, no nothing, what do y'all see in those? Like, that's really blowing my mind. And y'all somehow meet these people online or whatever, and they tell you this sob-ass story, and you end up latching on to them. Because sometimes you just got out of a vulnerable relationship. You were looking for a hot boy, a hot girl summer, and you just meet the first person on Tinder you see and just try to meet up and let them clap your cheeks. You just happen to let a bum clap your cheeks. And when bums clap your cheeks, they typically try to clap them for dear life. They're holding on to the cheeks to try to clap them cheeks for dear life. They're clapping for home. They're clapping for shelter. You know what I mean? Or they're giving up the cheeks for shelter. I'm stupid. But literally, stop trying to fix broken people. If you see people, if you meet people, especially if you know, like, God, this would be blowing my mind right here. You'll know these people too. You'll know a narcissist or a toxic person. They'll be your friend's ex. They'll be a friend of a friend's ex. Your best friend's sister's boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. Y'all, you know these people. You know they have terrible pasts with men and women. Like, they treat everybody terribly. But somehow you meet these people, you meet up with them, y'all go on a date, and they were not your type at first, were they? But they somehow wooed you. They're like, they wasn't my type at first, but I don't know, I got to talking to them, and now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're living together 2 weeks later. What? Huh? 2 weeks. 2 weeks, huh? Y'all just met on a real level 2 weeks ago. Y'all already living together. 1 week ago, you already live together. Y'all, if y'all don't see those big ass red flags, I don't understand what you see. If y'all don't see this right here, if you on my podcast, you can't see this. But I got a red flag in my face. Some of y'all are trying to look through this shit right here. For what? For what reason? You know it's a red flag. You see this like, damn, we should not be living together 24 hours after meeting each other. Like, that black, they should not have bought that black Glad trash bag full of their belongings. It should not be in my living room floor right now. But you know what? This might be some true love. I might can fix this person. I might can invest a little. Look, I can invest a little bit of emotional currency and get a lot of bit out of it. It doesn't work that way. You will never. Narcissistic people, again, are terrible emotional investments. You will not get a return on investment. That's a loss. That's 100% a loss. You won't. And a lot of people, when you get in these relationships with narcissists, you don't know when to cut your losses. You don't know when to take a loss on an investment. You just like, the trauma bond exists, and then you sit in there, and you just your losses just multiply. The losses just multiply. You keep losing, and then guess what? Somehow, you've built this person up, right? That person that was a bum sleeping on somebody's couch, now they got a job and a car and everything else. You're happy. You're like, well, damn, I did help build them up financially and stuff like that. And guess what? Guess what happens then? They leave your ass. Because a lot of times you get these people that you don't think anybody else will want. There's no competition for this person right here. They don't have good. They got good bones, but only I can see the good in them. So a lot of times you take these bum ass people that you think you can build up into something great. You build them up into something because you don't think anybody else wants them, and then they leave your ass to somebody else. Because guess what? You built them up to something different. They're not the same anymore, right? So now you just created some competition. You literally gave your time, effort, energy, money to a bum ass person, and they used you and left you for somebody else. And now you feel terrible. But guess what? You want your emotional investment back, or you want your financial investment back. They owe me money. Good luck on getting your money back from a narcissist. Sometimes they'll give it back to you. Sometimes you'll be strung along for the rest of your damn existence. Again, because y'all be out here trying to, for what gain? That's what I need to know. I just want to know the gain. The gain. There has to be a gain. You see the potential in people. Stop seeing the potential in people. Look, stop falling in love with potential, because you end up divorcing reality. You end up separated from reality, and you end up getting abused and used by reality. The potential. This person doesn't see the potential in themselves. That's why they're sleeping on a park bench. You know what I mean? They cheated on a good person, end up sleeping on a park bench or whatever, abandoning their kids. But guess what? You know, you see this broken down ass person, you're like, I know you abandoned your kids. I know you abandoned your entire family, but you know what? I'm going to bring you home with me, and I'm going to treat you better, and watch you. You're going to be better for me, because I'm better than who you used to be with. And then you get exactly what's coming to your ass. You decide to take a bum person in that abandoned their kids. Anybody that abandons their kids willy-nilly, and you decide that you want to take that person into your household, knowing that they're abandoning their kids. I know it's a difference between knowing and not knowing. Sometimes you don't know. They lie. But if you willingly, you know, oh, this person's a terrible daddy. They're a terrible mom. You take them to your house and try to start a family with them, and they abandon you. That's what you get. That's not what the kids get, but that's what you get for thinking you can change somebody to be a better person because you think you're better than their ex. I'm better than their ex, so they're going to start a family with me, and then you end up getting the exact same thing or worse than they got. Wake up. Pass this information on to people who are younger. If you've already made this mistake, you can't take it back. Now you got to deal with it. So pass the information on to the next generation, so they don't make the same errors. They don't perpetuate the same cycle in status over and over again. They don't get into the perpetual cycle. Hey, honey, if you meet a person laying under a newspaper on a park bench, don't take them home and try to let them clap your cheeks and get pregnant by them or have a baby by them. Don't do that, okay? Don't do the same thing I did. The kids watch you, y'all. Your kids are watching you. If you keep bringing toxic ass people home and getting treated terribly in front of your kids, you know, your kids might end up bringing the same person, the same type of person home too. Would you want, so that before you take somebody home, or before you let somebody live with you a weekend to knowing them, ask yourself this question. If you're in the future, would you want your kids bringing this exact same person home? Hey, mom, I met a guy on Tinder. We've been hitting it off. you know, for 3 days, and now we're living together. We just signed an apartment lease. Yay! Would you be happy for them? Hey, mom, I met this girl on Bumble, and the bees are buzzing. I clapped them cheeks, and now we're clapping on a lease together. Yay! Will you be happy for your kids if they did something like that? So this is the thing that bugs me. Why are so many people too good for their own information? You would tell your kids not to do this type of shit, but you won't do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you're too good for your own information. Why? Literally. Why do you think you're too good for the information that you too good to listen to your own information? Is it bad information? Do you think your information is bad? No, because you wouldn't give it to your damn kids, would you? Hey kids, whenever you see a broken down house with no roof, pay twice the price for it. Thank me later. Buy a house with no inspection. Thank me later. Look at that, y'all. Listen to that stuff. I feel like so many people get caught up in these situations where you have to, it's on you. It's not on the narcissist anymore, y'all. Once you understand who the narcissist is, once you have the information about narcissism and what it is and how they act and how they treat people, once you have that, it's on you. You can't blame the narcissist for doing what they do now. You know now. Now it's time for you to make a plan, or either or you have to let, you know, the narcissistic person has to want to make any kind of discernible change. And like showing them my videos doesn't, I feel like y'all think, if you think you're dealing with a narcissist and you show them my video and they say, no, that ain't me. That's not me. That dude don't know what he's talking about. And then you leave them and all of a sudden they want to talk to me. That's manipulation. Please believe people will manipulate you by trying to talk to me or use my videos and things like that. Don't fake the funk, and don't, for the love of everything holy, don't get hope and waste your emotional investment because you see my family. It's like, but Lee, you're a narcissist and your family stuck together. Is your person in therapy? No. Are they going to go to therapy for the rest of their life? No. Is it similar to that? Will they go to therapy for the rest of their lives? No. Then they won't be this. You have to deal with who they are. Unless they hit rock bottom. And a lot of people can't hit rock bottom because guess what? You catch them. Hey, I got fired from my job. I don't have any money. I'm about to hit rock bottom. Here, honey, here's $1,000. Go, you know, get back on your feet. Here's a car to get back on your feet. Here's a house to get back on your feet. Here's my life to get back on your feet. Y'all be living with people who don't work for 10, 20 years. Don't pay. It's a whole nother story, y'all. Because goddamn, my mind be blown sometimes. Literally. It's time to empower yourselves. This year, 2022, we're not going back to looking stupid and trying to fix broken ass, bum ass people. You're not Bob the damn builder. You're not Bobette the builder either. You know what I mean? Stop trying to fix broken people, because every time you try to fix a broken person, you end up with a broken heart yourself. You don't have the tools. You don't have a handy dandy damn notebook or some tool belt to fix a broken person. You can't heal the trauma. You can't heal the trauma that they've been through. You can't do that. You can pour all the emotions, time, effort, energy into these people, and you'll lose everything. You'll lose all of it. Just imagine a money pit. Not only were you throwing money into it, you're throwing your emotion into it, your time into it, and your effort into it, and time away from your kids into it. Think about that, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all too. You know, the podcast is growing. This is episode 289 of The Narcissist Code, y'all, which is absolutely insane. How we get this many episodes? Damn, about to hit 300. 300 spars. Y'all gonna hit 300. The beginning of episode 300, be like, Spartans, narcissists, what is your profession? Gaslight, manipulate, rude. You see, dear friend, I bought more narcissists than you did. Boom, Leonidas. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe, turn on notifications. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast is welcome back, y'all. I'm sorry I've been a little busy lately. To give y'all personalized shout out. I'm thankful for all of y'all. Hit that 5 stars on Apple Music if you're still on there for me, y'all. Again, I'm super thankful. I've just been tired here lately. My therapist is, you know, I think she's on maternity leave. She won't be back till April. So I'm floundering, y'all. I'm struggling with my mental health. But I'm fighting through it. Yeah, everything's going to be all right. And then I got a new 5-star review from Bree.K93. She said, narcissist luck. I've been a magnet to narcissistic men in relationships. And every single time the relationship failed, I would spend so much time nitpicking. There she go. Stay in power, y'all. Be strong. Be happy. Like and subscribe. Follow my YouTube. Thank you.